Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
This is my new purpose in life, is to give the most mind-blowing, amazing, sensual, satisfying, teasing, gratifying hand job on the planet. Like I said, my favorite pictures of me in a sex act, or I'm naked, or I guess intimate photos, let's call them. The man's hand is predominant in the photo. It may be, boom, just smack dab right across my pussy. There's the hand. When men do manly things, men do man, I call it man's work with their hands. I could just sit there and watch the whole time. And I guarantee my panties are getting wet every single time. The way those hands feel in a sexual way too. The way they grabbing your throat, telling you to come while those hands are around your neck, putting those fingers, those big fingers inside of you. Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Oh my gosh, did you guys get a chance to listen to episode 279? That was all about my hand job experience with Goldie and Lee Jagger. That was so much fun. I loved doing that episode. I loved doing the hand job portion, the real live hand job portion of that episode. So, so, so much fun. If you did not catch it, do yourself a favor. Go back. You'll want to hear all about my new favorite thing. It's hand jobs. Just call me the hand job queen. Like, this is my new purpose in life, is to give the most mind-blowing, amazing, sensual, satisfying, teasing, gratifying hand job on the planet. I'm working hard at it too. And I'm not stopping. I am honing my craft, mastering my skills. I'm taking this serious. All right. Well, enough of that. I wanted to answer a quick question. Somebody sent in a suggestion for an episode and they really wanted me to tackle, I think basically, how do I handle church and sex? And I thought, I just don't know that enough people want to hear this. But I thought I would briefly summarize it by saying, you know, I think it's just one of those things you got to come to grips with. If you feel that your spiritual or religious beliefs conflict with your sexuality, you're going to have to resolve that somehow, some way. I'll tell you my opinion because I don't want to do a whole episode on it, but I'll throw it out there short and sweet and to the point. I don't believe there's anything wrong with being sexual in nature, exploring that to its fullest, being open about it. It's the way we were designed. Our bodies were designed this way. Now, if you believe that somebody created us, well, then you also got to think this person's not making mistakes, or this entity is not making mistakes. If you weren't supposed to be touching each other and also touching yourself, we'd have short little Tyrannus Rex hands. Like, we wouldn't be able to get down there. We wouldn't also be wired, and our bodies wouldn't be so intricate with all these different pleasure zones. So I'm not buying it. I don't believe it. We could still be functional and not have that much pleasure, meaning biologically, we could still procreate just like every other animal does without having the amazing pleasure that's attached to it. So I don't have any problems with it. I don't feel guilty. I don't feel weird. And I really feel like it's a gift that's given to me. And if I don't use all the gifts given to me, then that's the sin. Okay. I hope that's short and sweet and to the point. Okay. Next thing, this whole episode, I got to tell you, I got sparked by a message I got. Unfortunately, I had that pulled up in front of me, but I'm going to summarize it because it was brief. But a listener had heard the episode I did with HK when we were talking about hand dominance. And I think that episode was called Old School Dominance, or the Old School Dominant. And we were talking about his hands, and he's really the one that where I first just, because I was 18 and he imprinted on me. in a lot of ways, but his hands, oh my gosh, they're massive. And then this listener wrote in and said that his hands are the size of, like, he can palm a 9-inch pie tin. So now, I mean, this has me, my brain is racing all over this. Like, oh my gosh. Now, next time I see HK, I am going to be like, let's get the pie tin out. We need to do the pie tin challenge. I want to know where you land on this scale. But I think, like, this is what I want to see. I don't want dick pics. Send me your pie tin pics. Put your hand on a pie tin and let's see where you add up. I want to see how big your hands are. This I'm into. This I can get behind. Totally. If you have sexy hands, those I want to see. Like, and I really would love a point of reference. So I think the pie tin challenge is pretty cool. And I'm just putting it out there. Guys, if you want to send me pictures of your hand up against a pie tin so I can see what you're working with, I think that would be hot. This is the kind of stuff that turns me on. I know I'm a little twisted, but what can I say? That being said, I just decided that I was going to do a whole episode on hand dominance because A, it's my new buzzword, and B, it's fucking hot. Women will tell you, and I'm about to tell you, man's hands, I don't think they get enough love. I think they're underrated. I love what, like, when I'm with a partner, like, I love to massage his hands. Like, I do. I really do. Like, it's just something about worshiping his hands. I feel it's like reverence to his manliness. And these are like man's hands. They do a lot. They protect and keep you safe. They can also be the hands that discipline you, depending on what you're into, what kind of kinky stuff you're into. And they deserve some love and some worship. And plus, a hand massage feels fabulous, let's face it. So I was thinking about the hand thing. And I think if I go back even farther, I think it goes back even farther. And I hate to bring up any sort of familial thing when I'm talking about sex and turn-ons, but this stuff does imprint on you. And it's not a bad thing per se. There's my grandpa, he owned a mill. And so a big mill. And my dad worked at the mill. And, you know, it was like a family thing. And there's just workers everywhere and wood, of course, everywhere. And my grandpa always had a pocket knife and a pencil behind his ears and not a little number, whatever, a school pencil, whatever the sort of, I don't even know what the shape of it is. Is it like hexagonal shaped pencil? It's kind of like, it's a carpenter's pencil. That's what I call it. I don't know if that's actually the proper term. I should. But I just, as a young girl, I just spent a lot of time at the mill. I was running around at the mill. And that's hence was saying, like, my grandpa used to pick the splinters out of my hands and feet and whatever I was getting into, because I was getting splinters. And so did my dad, you know. So it was like, it kind of went, I mean, I can remember, like, my youngest memories is just my dad and my grandpa at the mill. And again, everybody always had a pocket knife and a pencil because they're marking wood. I mean, they're doing stuff. I guess you always need a pencil and you always need a pocket knife. There you go. So somehow this is the thing. And since they were both always using their hands, working with their hands, drive around with them on the forklift, they're moving these huge pallets. I mean, this was a family business. It was a big business, but back in the day where dad and son worked side by side. So very cool. There's just a lot of that, like, woodworking and with your hands. And I don't know, that stuck with me. And so when men do manly things, men do I call it man's work with their hands. I could just sit there and watch the whole time. And I guarantee my panties are getting wet every single time. It's a bit of a curse, I have to say, because when I meet with somebody new, if I'm drawn to their hands and their hands turn me on, it's always going to be a problem. Those hands will always be a hot button for me, a huge turn on. And I just, the hands thing, again, for me, you know, now that I'm older, it's a sex appeal, it's a draw. And for me, it represents like two sides of the coin, kind of dominance and safety. And both of those things turn me on. It's very masculine to have a dominant man with big hands, and those hands, the way they can grab me and grip me and move me around, and they can be soft with me, but they can also punish me. I mean, I've mentioned on this podcast before, you know, I love getting into the BDSM stuff and I love a little slapping and choking and grabbing me by the throat. Or I mean, if you grab me by the wrist, move me, put your hands on me and physically move me into a position or where you want me, or even just to get my attention, to let me know sort of who's boss and who's in charge. Fuck, that is so hot.
Good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show.
I mean, now we're going into, like, let's even talk about like the hair pulling and just the way those hands feel on you. You can get my attention very quickly by what you're doing with your hands. I also love it when a man's hands are grabbing me around the waist and just, again, the way they, I love to feel like them on my waist and then almost touching behind me around my back. Like my waist is so tiny that they can just get their hands all around me. And oh, it is so friggin' hot. And then, you know, it's kind of like you can vary this up by the way you're tickling, whether the touch is soft or kind of rough. But kind of, I think my Achilles, right, there's a sweet spot with the way hands are going to touch you. And it's just like, if it's, sometimes it's just the casual touches and the little grazes that drive me nuts. And when you're on a date and just a soft, playful little touch or a graze or running either your hand right down the top of your leg, kind of down to your knee and back up. And there's ways that a man can really tease you with his hands when he sort of touches you in a playful way, but it's not quite sexual, but it's getting into that zone and it could be. And you're kind of thinking to yourself, well, is it, isn't, I don't know. And just that little, that playful energy and that spark, you know, when someone touches you that you just love and desire and want, this is great foreplay. For me, the hand thing is great foreplay. Sometimes it gets, I have to tell you, it gets so distracting. It puts me in this nervous little girl kind of energy state. And I'm just giddy, you know, like you have my attention and you're putting me in this headspace and this right frame of mind. And again, a lot of this for me goes back to kind of dominant men. Like I feel like they don't intentionally do it, although maybe some do, but they just know how to connect with you with their hands and convey what it is they want to tell you. And they're using their hands a lot. And whew, it is just hot. Now let's talk about the way those hands feel in a sexual way too. The way they grabbing your throat, telling you to come while those hands are around your neck, putting those fingers, those big fingers inside of you. Sometimes when a man pushes down, like on my, right above the top of my pussy and on my kind of between my belly button and my pussy, that area right there on your lower stomach, when they're inside you, and if they really want to get your G-spot and they push down, a big, strong hand right there pushing down, doing that, woo, oh my God, this will pop your head off, ladies. It just drives you fucking crazy. Now you do that position from the side angle when you're on your back and he's laying right next to you, getting you from the side, you know, and you got one leg up over his hip. Oh, sweet Jesus. Like I'm crossing my legs tighter right now, just thinking about it. It is so hot. Take a picture of that. Like, boom, keep that in your memory bank. It is amazing. It looks amazing. It feels amazing. But just, again, just seeing his hands on my body, on my skin. And it's interesting because I've noticed, even though like men, you would think they should have harder, rougher hands. I don't know. To me, when they're on me, their touch feels, I don't want to say soft because that implies, you know, something that might be feminine, but just ticklish to the touch. And I will tell you, I hate to be tickled. Like, as I stand right now, I will say I hate it. Do not freaking tickle me. But there's a sweet spot to the tickle. Before it gets overly ticklish, there's that, just that soft tickling, fingertips touching. Because you're thinking, is it going to go into a full-blown tickle? And that gets me nervous. And that gets me just this, again, that little girl energy. And oh my God, I love it. I fucking love it. And just when a man gives you like a full body, like sensual massage, I have had some of the most amazing and quick orgasms, like 3 seconds into penetration by the time I finally get penetrated. After hands have been all over me everywhere, touching and teasing everything, it's just amazing. And the hand massaging, just, it's such a, I don't know, I think it's the equivalent of the hand job for men. When men get a hand job, when women get a sensual massage, and for me, especially because I have, you combine that, there's all that touch with and teasing with that it's through your hands, which I happen to be so turned on by. Holy shit. It's mind blowing. It's mind blowing. I'm sure there's a lot of women out there that do not have this hand fetish that I do, but oh my God, it's just so masculine. Man, their hands and what they do with them and how strong they are. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Like, just seriously, just put those hands all over my body. I want them. I need them. You would think that like physical touch would be like my favorite love language. I don't think, when I took that test once with someone, and I think it came out acts of service. For me, it's like time, spending time with someone, I think is my number one love language, but I might have to take it again and see. I got to figure that like the getting a massage, like an act of service, like that might be close second, but oh, I just, it's just so amazing. And I love it so much. And I don't know. There's like, there's something about men with big, strong, manly hands. It just drives me bonkers. Anytime there's a picture, like when I take a picture with a partner, and whether usually when it's a nudie photo or even not a nudie photo, I shouldn't even just say that. I zero in exactly where his hands are. Are they, how are they touching me? How does it look? I pay attention to that. I can tell how a man touches me or the way he places his hands. Like, I read into that how much he likes me. That's like my, I have a hand-o-meter, like that correlates to how much do you like me-o-meter. I can tell. And every time I look at a, just a sexy picture, you know, with, where there's an exchange between a man and a woman, I'm looking at how is he touching her? Where are his hands? It really says a lot. Next time you're out with your partner, like, pay attention. How are you touching each other? How is that person touching you? Ladies, like, how does your man physically touch you? If he's doing it a lot, that's a good thing. And being fun and flirty. And to me, it's a foreplay. It's big time foreplay. And even just being able to watch his hands sometimes is so distracting. I can't focus. If you're someone that I've been with and I'm totally turned on by your hands, oh my God, I'm going to get, once I get in that zone, it's hard to break me out of it. It's, I can't stop looking and staring. And it's like, I just want them on me. And I want those fingers in me and making me squirt and making me come. And oh, like I said, my favorite pictures of me in a sex act, or I'm naked, or I guess intimate photos, let's call them, the man's hand is predominant in the photo. It may be, boom, just smack dab right across my pussy. There's the hand. Or watching a video of him touching me and how he's touching me and where he's touching me. Like, I go bonkers for this. Maybe I'm wired weird. I don't know. But to me, it is so erotic. And a lot of times when I'm fantasizing, I love, one of my kind of go-to fantasies is when I'm masturbating and the man gets to do, and I'll ask for this from a partner a lot, by the way, is I call it the masturbation assist, the orgasm assist. Put your fingers in me, make me come. You be the one that sends me over the edge. Because the second that you do, the second that you literally put your hands on me, it's over. I mean, you're going to hear that little sweet moan from me because I'm like, oh, yes, because I know what's coming. Like, this is the end for me, donezo. It won't be much longer. And just, oh God, yes, the way that all feels and the pressure around like my pubic bones while fingers are in me. And oh my God, is this sick? Is this weird? I don't know. It's definitely a thing for me. And I'll tell you, it came from HK. It really, I mean, again, I think the impression of it, of what a man's hands mean in a non-sexual way, obviously came from my dad and my grandfather. But HK has these amazing hands. I mean, I cannot wait. Like literally, he texted me right before I started this podcast. I'd be like, get out a pie tin, send me a picture. I need to see that right now. I can feel the drool. I can feel the drool forming. I'm salivating. The saliva is brewing here. That is so sexy. Oh my God. Oh my God. It just is. It just friggin' is. And yes, I love, like, I'll look at the way a man holds his phone when he takes a selfie, or of course I'm looking at all these pictures like men. Men, you're so funny. You have standard poses. I have to say, like on these dating and hookup sites, when you guys are snapping your in the mirror selfie, I love it because boom, what am I going to see right there is the hand and the phone and the hand to phone ratio. And how big are those bad boys? Like, I am noticing that. I am definitely looking at that. So guys, please, I encourage the hand porn. You can send it anytime. Just don't have a dick in that picture, okay? That I don't care to see. I just want to see how big your hands are. If you really want to get me going, that's the way to do it. Get out a pie tin, plop it down. Let's see how you measure up. I would love this. And if your fingertips are like going over the pie tin, holy shit. Holy shit. Make sure I have a way to contact you. I'm just kidding. You know, I've never done that. I've never, I guess, like hooked up with a listener. Maybe I should put that on my bucket list. Oh, there we go. I'm going to kick that idea around. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe next year's bucket list. Or I guess I can amend and add to my bucket list at any time. I'm going to think about that. Maybe if I'm drawn to your hands, then I'll take it from there. Yes, I'll do the National Man's Hands Model Search. Do you want to be my man hand model? Is that a term? Man hand model? Yes. Oh my gosh. I bet you there's male hand models. Now that I think about it, there's female hand models. Why have I not been dating these guys? Hello, I need to change my search parameters. Boom. There's a moment of brilliance right there. Tall with big hands. Oh, yes, 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 please come and get me. Anyway, okay, back to the hands. Hands inside me during my masturbation. Oh, that is so hot. I love, love, love that. It feels amazing. Those fingers, just two though. That's all I want is just two. Don't try to stuff the whole thing in there. We're not going for any kind of fisting or anything like that. Let me say clearly for the record, I do not want to be fisted. I do not want a man's hand inside of me. Notice I did not say never, because I really, really tried to not say never anymore because I'm tired of eating crow. But I highly, highly doubt that I'd want that kind of sensation. That's a little too much stretching on the vajayjay there. I like to keep it pristine. Because I don't care what people say, it gets stretched out, it does go back. But I do believe that over time, you know how they say muscle memory? Well, your pussy muscle memory. Your pussy muscles have memory. How about that? And I just feel like they would remember that. They would remember that trauma, not want to go through that again and be like, oh, okay, I know what we're supposed to do here. We are really supposed to widen up and stay widened up because we don't want that trauma anymore. So I just don't want to get stuck in that like pussy muscle memory state. there. No, not going to do it. No fun for me. All right, guys. Well, I think I've really ridden the rails off the hand dominance issue. If it's not clear, in case you didn't get the memo, I love a man's hands. Like, it's just, it's one of the most masculine things about you. It tells me so much about you. Those hands, I want those hands all over me. I want those fingers inside me. I want them touching me softly. I want them touching me very aggressively. Just depends on my mood. Don't be afraid to use them. It's all about consent. As long as you have consent, we're good to go. So, all right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening. And don't forget, be sure you're checking out the Sex Bucket List tutorial, the private podcast. Make sure you sign up for that. Just go to the website. And if you have any questions or comments about this episode or any other episode, leave me a voicemail. Just go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side, and let it rip. I always, always love and appreciate your voicemails. It's very fun. I have several very fun conversations going. Somebody the other day said to me, I left you a voicemail and you didn't get back to me. Nope, I didn't get it. Trust me, I get back to everybody, even sometimes when I get very odd voicemails. And believe me, I do get them. I am always polite and courteous to everybody, even if you're a stinker, even if you say some derogatory, really not nice things, which doesn't happen very often, but it does. From time to time, I try to take the high road. So I do get back to, the moral of that story is I do get back to everybody. Sometimes, I will be honest, it's taken me longer. It used to be 24 hours and then it was 72 hours. Now it's more like a week, sometimes 10 days. Oh, sorry. But I do get a lot. And I'm doing my best to keep up with everybody, but I love the feedback, so I don't want you to stop. Please know, if you leave me a message, I will absolutely get back to you. All right, that's it, guys. Everybody, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Love
Thanks
you guys.
Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.